Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Wolf is at the Door, How to Survive and Thrive in an AI-Driven World, by Ben Angel, is a business and technology guide about adapting to artificial intelligence as it reshapes work, commerce, relationships, and everyday decision-making. Written for entrepreneurs, workers, and leaders rather than technical specialists, the book frames AI as both an opportunity and a destabilizing force. Its central purpose is to help readers understand why passive awareness is insufficient when tools can perform tasks faster, cheaper, and at increasing scale. Drawing on public discussion of the book, Angel organizes the subject around 10 major threats and 10 rules for responding to an AI-driven environment. The book also emphasizes readiness, especially the importance of beta strategy for organizations that want AI to produce useful results. Its tone is cautionary but practical, positioning AI not as a distant trend but as an immediate pressure on careers, businesses, and social systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI as a structural disruption to work and business models. A central topic in The Wolf is at the Door is the argument that artificial intelligence should not be treated as a normal productivity upgrade. Angel presents AI as a structural disruption because it changes the economics of labor, knowledge work, and business execution. The book repeatedly returns to the question of what human purpose and professional value mean when software can complete tasks with greater speed and lower cost. This framing is especially relevant for entrepreneurs and employees whose value has depended on information processing, content creation, analysis, marketing, or routine decision support. The point is not simply that some jobs may disappear, but that the criteria for competitiveness are changing. Businesses that rely on slow manual processes may lose ground to leaner competitors using AI-enabled systems. Workers who define themselves only by task execution may need to shift toward judgment, strategy, relationship management, oversight, or domain expertise. The wolf metaphor captures this pressure. AI can be an ally if understood and integrated, but it can become a threat when ignored until its effects are already unavoidable. Secondly, 10 threats as a framework for understanding AI risk. The book is known for organizing its warning around 10 pressing threats created or amplified by artificial intelligence. While public descriptions do not reliably list each threat in full, the structure itself is important because it broadens the conversation beyond a single fear such as job loss. Angel treats AI risk as a cluster of interconnected pressures affecting employment, business survival, information quality, privacy, dependence on large technology platforms, and the reliability of what people perceive as real. This is a useful approach because many AI books either focus narrowly on productivity or on extreme future scenarios. The Wolf is at the Door positions risk at a practical middle level close enough to affect current choices, but broad enough to show how personal, commercial, and social consequences interact. And passing iterate, for example, a business adopting AI without governance can gain speed while increasing exposure to poor data, shallow automation, or reputational harm. A worker ignoring AI may avoid short-term discomfort but lose adaptability. The threat framework encourages readers to map vulnerability before change arrives in full force. Thirdly, 10 rules for moving from awareness to adaptation. Alongside its discussion of threats, the book presents 10 rules for thriving in an AI-driven world. This paired structure matters because it prevents the book from becoming only a warning. Angel uses rules as a practical bridge between recognizing disruption and making different decisions. The rules are aimed at readers who need usable guidance rather than technical instruction in model design or programming. The emphasis is on orientation, understanding how AI changes value creation, where to invest attention, how to avoid dependence on outdated assumptions, and why speed of learning now matters. For entrepreneurs, the rules point toward using AI to sharpen operations, marketing, decision-making, and customer understanding while remaining alert to strategic risk. For workers, they imply that adaptability is not optional and that career resilience requires more than learning one tool. The practical logic is that AI rewards people who can combine technological fluency with human judgment. Awareness alone does not create resilience. Repeated adjustment of skills, systems, and assumptions does. Fourthly, data strategy is the foundation of AI readiness. One of the more concrete business themes associated with the book is the importance of data strategy. Angel argues, in the surrounding material for the book, that AI readiness depends heavily on the quality, organization, and usability of data. This is a significant point because many organizations approach AI through tools. First, they subscribe to platforms, test prompts, or automate isolated tasks before asking whether their information environment can support reliable outcomes. A weak data foundation limits what AI can do and can also magnify errors. If customer records, operational metrics, content libraries, or internal knowledge are fragmented and inconsistent. AI systems may produce answers that look efficient but rest on poor inputs. The book, therefore, places AI adoption in a managerial context rather than treating it as a simple technology purchase. For entrepreneurs and business leaders, the implication is clear: competitive advantage comes not only from using AI, but from preparing the organization so AI can work on relevant, accurate, and strategically useful information, including comparisons to earlier periods of economic and technological upheaval, to help readers interpret the AI transition. References to major disruptions such as the Industrial Revolution or economic crises serve a practical, analytical purpose. They remind readers that technological change does not arrive as a purely technical event. It reorganizes institutions, labor markets, social expectations, and the distribution of power. This historical framing helps counter two common mistakes. The first is complacency, the assumption that existing careers and business models will remain stable because they have worked before. The second is fatalism, the belief that individuals and small businesses have no agency once large technological forces emerge. By placing AI in a longer pattern of disruption, Angel emphasizes preparation and adaptation without denying the seriousness of the risks. Well, the comparison also clarifies why timing matters. People and organizations that recognize structural change early can redesign skills, offers, and systems, while late responders often face fewer choices. In conclusion, The Wolf Is At The Door is best suited for entrepreneurs, small business owners, managers, independent professionals, and workers who want a non-technical but serious introduction to the pressures created by artificial intelligence. It may also interest parents and general readers trying to understand how AI could affect the future of education, careers, and social trust. The practical benefit of the book is its emphasis on preparation. Readers are pushed to think about vulnerable skills, outdated business models, data readiness, and the need to use AI deliberately rather than casually. Its intellectual benefit is the balanced framing of AI as neither a miracle tool nor only a danger. Compared with many books in the AI business category, it stands out by combining a cautionary metaphor, a threat and rule structure, and a focus on immediate adaptation for ordinary professionals and entrepreneurs. It is less technical than books about machine learning systems and less speculative than books centered on distant artificial general intelligence. Its value lies in translating a broad technological shift into questions about work, strategy, and organizational readiness that readers can act on now. If you would like to support Ben Angel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.